Olympics was One World, One Hope.
最近中国奥运会的主题是同一个世界，同一个盼望。
This string of unity has been universal throughout human history.
这种合一的梦想贯穿了整个人类历史。
In Jesus' final prayer before his death, he prayed that his disciples, the Christians, would become one in the same way that Jesus and the Father are one.
在主耶稣临死前最后的祷告中，他祈祷他的门徒，基督徒们能够合一，正如耶稣和父神合一一样。
In John chapters 17, verse 21, Jesus prayed, May they be one, so that the world may believe that you sent me. And in verse 23, he prayed, that they may be completely one, so that the world may know that you sent me, and that you love them as you loved me.
Okay. 在约翰福音十七章二十一节的主耶稣祷告说，愿他们都合而为一，为要使世人信我是你所差遣的。在第二十三节中他说，为要使他们完全合一，好使世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同你爱我一样。
Our Christian unity can help the world to believe and to know that our King Christ Jesus was indeed sent by God.
我们基督徒的合一居然有助于世人相信并知道我们的王主耶稣基督是的的确确由神所差来的。
In the early church, many people became Christian because they said, See how these Christians love one another.
在早期教会，很多人成为基督徒，是因为他们说，看这些基督徒是多么的彼此相爱。
The way we live can often be much more effective than the way we speak and what we say.
我们活出来的生活方式通常比我们所讲到的方式和我们所说的内容更为有效。
St. Paul also shared this dream.
使徒保罗也有合一这个梦想。
The theme of Ephesians is the unity of the church and the whole world under the authority of the risen Christ.
以弗所说的主题就是关于在复活的基督权柄之下的教会的合一和整个世界的合一。
And notice that in Ephesians, this unity is created by the resurrection of Christ Jesus.
请注意这个合一是由复活的耶稣基督所创立的。
Paul also claims that this unity was the fulfillment of God's plan from the very beginning.
保罗也宣称这种合一是为实现神在创始之初就有的计划。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10 Paul writes, But when the time was right to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth,With Christ as the head.
以弗所书一章十节就说，在时机成熟的时候，神要使天上和地上一切被造的都归属基督，以他为首。
God has kept this purpose a secret throughout the ages, but now God is revealing it in the church.
在整个岁月长河中，神使这一旨意成为奥秘，但现在神把这个奥秘的计划在他的教会中显明出来。
In Ephesians 2:14-16, Paul writes, For Christ himself has brought us peace by uniting Jews and Gentiles. into one people.
保罗在以弗所书二章十四节到十六节中这样写道：基督亲自把和平赐给我们，他使犹太人和外邦人合二为一。
With his own body, he has broken down the wall which created hostilities between them.
以自己的身体推倒那使他们互相敌对、使他们分裂的墙。
He abolished the Jewish law with its commandments and rules in order to create out of two races one new people in union with himself. In this way, he was making peace.
他废除了犹太法律的诫命规条，为要使两种人借着他的生命成为一种新人，得以和平相处。
By his death on the cross, Christ destroyed the enmity. By means of the cross, he reconciled both races into one body and brought them back to God.
借着在十字架上的死，基督终止了这种敌对的形式，借着十字架使两者结为一体，得以跟上帝和好。
Paul also pleads with the Christians in Ephesians chapter 4 verses 2-6.
同样，保罗在以弗所书四章二至六节中劝勉基督徒说，
Always be humble, gentle, and patient.
你们总要谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
Show your love by being tolerant to one another.
以爱心互相宽容。
Do your best to preserve the unity which the Spirit has given to us by means of the peace which binds you together.
以和平彼此联络，竭力保持圣灵所赐合一的心。
There is one body and one spirit. There is one hope to which God has called you.
我们同有一位圣灵，我们都是同一个身体的肢体，正如上帝呼召你们来享有同一个盼望。
There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There is one God and Father of all people, who is the Lord of all, He works through all, and is in all of you.
我们只有一位主，一个信仰，一个洗礼。我们只有一位上帝，就是人类的父亲，他在万有之中统御万有，贯彻万有。
Notice that Paul is saying that our unity is given to us by the Holy Spirit.
请注意，保罗在这里说，我们的合一是圣灵所赐给我们的。
We do not create this unity. It is a gift from God.
我们并没有创立合一，合一是神所赐给的礼物。
Our job is to maintain and preserve it by loving one another.
我们的职责是通过彼此相爱来维护、保持合一。
For Paul, the main symbol of our unity is the Lord's Supper or the communion service, which is translated as koinonia.Which means common union.
在保罗看来，我们合一的主要的标志是主的晚餐或圣餐。Koinonia 意思是指共同联合、合一的意思。
Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 to 17, "The cup we use in the Lord's Supper, and for which we give thanks to God.When we drink from it, we are sharing, the word here is koinonia, in the body, in the blood of Christ.
保罗在哥林多前书十章十六节到十七节说，我们喝祝谢了的杯，不是分享基督的血吗？我们吃 掰开了的饼不是分享基督的身体吗？
And the bread we eat when we eat it, we are sharing in the body of Christ. Since there is one loaf of bread, all of us, though many, are one body, because we all share the same loaf.
因为我们只有一个饼，也都分享同一个饼，所以我们人数虽多，仍然是一体。
However, in Corinth, Paul's dream of the unifying effect of the Lord's Supper is shattered, as you can see by reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 17 to 22.
然而在哥林多，保罗关于圣餐有促使人合一果效的梦想被粉碎了。我们在读哥林多前书十一章十七到二十二节中就可以发现这一点。
The Christians have made a separation between the rich and the poor, which was totally unacceptable to Paul.
在富有的和贫穷的基督徒们之间有着分裂，这在保罗是完全无法接受的。
Some people may misunderstand the common translation of verses 21 and 22.
有人可能对常见的第二十一节和二十二节的翻译有误解。
Our translator sent me the following email about his interpretation of these verses. And Dr. Jeremiah Burke of Turning Point gave the same interpretation in his talk on communion.
我们的翻译在下面给我的信中，给斯穆斯的信中，阐明了他对这两节的看法。Turning Point 的牧师 David Jeremiah 博士在关于圣餐的讲道中也给出了同样的解释。
So even popular Christian speakers share this report.
因此即便是广受欢迎的基督徒牧师也持有这样的观点。
Sheldon wrote, However, both English and Chinese translations readEach one goes ahead with his own meal, indicating that people are bringing their own food to the church.
我在给斯穆斯的信中这样写道，然而在中英文的翻译中均说，个人都急着吃自己的饭，表明他们将自己的食物带到教会。
The problem of bringing their own food is that the rich have lots to eat and even get drunk.While the poor have nothing to eat.
带自己的食物到教会的问题是，富人有很多可以吃的，甚至最饱，而穷人却没东西吃。
This may be the case, because verse 22 says, Haven't you got your own homes in which to eat and drink?
这情形可能是真的，因为十一章二十二节中说，难道你们没有自己的家可以吃喝吗？
So actually, I should have translated these verses more literally.
事实上，我本应该更严格的来翻译这两节经文。
Verse 21 should really read, For each one of you goes ahead of time without waiting, eating his own supper, and one hungers.And one is drunk.
第二十一节应该翻译成说，因为你们每个人都提前吃了自己的圣餐，而没有等候，并且有的人饥饿，有的人醉饱。
Paul makes this point clearer in verse 33 when he writes, When you gather together for the Lord's Supper, wait for one another.
在第三十三节中，保罗更清晰地阐述这个观点：当你们聚集守主的圣餐时，应该彼此等候。
This is the reason why I added the words without waiting in verse 21.
这就是斯穆斯为什么在第二十一节中加入“没有等候”这个词。
Paul means that whereas the rich people can afford to get to the Lord's Supper early.
the poor, working people, and the slaves have to arrive much later.
保罗指那些有钱人能够更早地享用主的圣餐，而那些穷人、做工的人和奴隶们只能来得比较晚。
The rich people are now waiting for the poor people to arrive before they start eating their supper. So the poor people have to eat the leftovers.
富人们在开始他们的圣餐前没有等候穷人的到来，因此那些交穷的人只能吃剩下的食物了。
Also, the use of each one of you suggests that the Lord's Supper in Corinth involved each individual rather than the whole church as a community.
并且你们每个人这一说法表明，参与主的圣餐的是每一个个体。不是整个教会作为一个整体。
Also, verse 22 should read, For surely, do you really have no houses for eating and drinking?
此外，第二十二节应该翻译成，当然你们自己真的没有家可以吃喝。
Here Paul is using sarcasm and irony.
在这里保罗使用了讽刺挖苦的说法语气。
So Paul accuses the rich people of despising the church of God. And this can only lead to God's condemnation. As Paul shows in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 17-34.
保罗指着富人们藐视神的教会肢体，这样做只会导致被神定罪，正如保罗在哥林多前书11:27-34所说。
In 1 Corinthians 11:27-29, Paul writes, It follows that if one of you eats the Lord's bread or drinks from his cup in a way that dishonors him,You are guilty of sin against the Lord's body and the blood.
在哥林多前书11:27-29，保罗写道：所以你们无论是谁，要是不用敬虔的心吃主的饼、喝主的血，你就冒犯了主的身体和血。
So then, you should each one of you should examine yourself first, and then.Eat the bread and drink from the cup.
因此你们每一个人必须先审查自己，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
For if you do not recognize the meaning of the Lord's body when you eat the bread and drink from the cup, you bring condemnation on yourself as you eat and drink.
如果你吃这饼喝这杯的时候不辨认所吃所喝的跟主身体的关系，你吃这饼喝这杯就是自招审判。
When Paul says that we should examine ourselves in this context, he's not talking about our sins in general. He is specifically referring to not recognizing that the Lord's Supper is a symbol of Christian unity.
在这一上下文中，当保罗说我们应该审查自己时，他不是泛指我们的罪，而是特指没有能够认识到主的圣餐是基督徒合一的象征。
And he refers to it as not recognizing the meaning of the Lord's body.
他把这称为没有认识到主身体所代表的意义。
In the early church, people were baptized naked. Without clothes, you cannot tell who was rich and who was poor. They were all the same before God.
在早期教会，人们都是裸体受洗的，没穿衣服，你不能分辨谁是富人，谁是穷人，他们在神面前都是一样的。
Paul faced a similar problem in Galatia.
保罗在加拉太省面临类似的问题。
There, the problem was the division between Jewish believers and non-Jewish believers.
在那里的问题是犹太人和非犹太人信徒间的分裂。
Paul believed that a non-Jew can become a Christian without becoming a Jew first.
保罗认为一个非犹太人在没有成为犹太人之前可以成为一个基督徒。
In the early church, the Christian faith was seen as a sect within Judaism. And many Jewish Christians believed that this was true.
在早期教会，基督信仰被看成是一个犹太教的分支，并且许多犹太基督徒认为这应该是真的。
The Mother Church in Jerusalem held a meeting to discuss the relationship between Jewish Christians and non-Jewish Christians.
在耶路撒冷的母教会曾召开过一个会议，来讨论犹太基督徒和非犹太基督徒间的关系。
This meeting is discussed in Galatians chapter 2 verses 1 to 10 and also in Acts chapter 15.
在加拉太书二章一到十节和使徒行传十五章中讨论了这个会议。
There are differences in their account, but Paul's account is more accurate. Since he was writing very shortly after the meeting.
关于这个会议的记录有些差别，但是保罗的描述应该更为准确，因为他在会议之后不久就写了，就有了记录，并且他亲身参与了那个会议。
The author of Acts gets his information from people who heard about it, from other people who had heard about it.
使徒行传作者的信息来自于那些听说这次会议的人，而这些人本身就是从别人那里听说的。
In Galatians chapter 2 verses 2 to 3, Paul claims that he went to the meeting in obedience to a revelation from God.
在加拉太书二章二到三节，保罗宣称他去参加那次会议是遵照神的启示。
At the meeting, he met privately with a small group and presented to them his gospel message, which was that Gentile Christians can become Christians without becoming Jews first.
在那次会议中，他在私下里会见了一小部分人，并向他们陈明了他所传的福音。这福音就是为邦基督徒能成为基督徒，而不需要先成为犹太人。
He refers to the knowledge leaders, James, Peter, and John. As the acknowledged pillars, he said, the ones seeming to be pillars.
他提起那些有名望的领袖，雅各、彼得和约翰时，称他们为有名望的柱石，那些被认为是教会的柱石。
By doing this, he is recognizing that they were with the historical Jesus and honored by many people. But he did not acknowledge the authority over him.
他这样做是因为他认知到他们和耶稣曾在一起，并被许多人所尊崇，但他并没有承认他们对他有什么权柄。
He writes in Galatians chapter 2 verse 6, whoever they were at one time makes no difference to me. God does not evaluate a person by human standards, although in the way he says it in Greek, God does not accept the face of a man.
在加拉太书二章六节中，他又写道：不论他们曾经是何等人，都与我无关，因为神不按人的标准来评判人。按照希腊文的说法，神并不按人的脸面面子来接受人。
This Hebrew expression comes out of a culture where giving and accepting faith is an important, is very important.
这希伯来式的表达方式来自于一种文化，这种文化认为给予和接受面子是很重要的。
The faith represented honor and respect.
这个面子代表了荣耀和尊贵。
In China, we also speak of losing face.
在中国我们也说丢面子。
Paul also writes in Galatians chapter 2 verse 2 that the reason he presented his gospel message to the Jerusalem leadership was because he was afraid that somehow that he was running or had run in vain.
在加拉太书二章二节中，保罗又写道，他把他所传的福音陈述给在耶路撒冷的教会领袖们的原因，是因为保罗至少在某种程度上唯恐我现在或是从前徒乱奔跑。
Paul had brought Titus along as a test case.
保罗还带着提多同去，作为一个试验的例子。
If the Jerusalem leaders had wanted to compel Titus to be circumcised, then Paul's law-free gospel message would have been questioned by those who valued the Jerusalem leaders.
如果耶路撒冷的领袖们迫使提多接受割礼，那么保罗所传的不受律法限制的福音就会被那些看重耶路撒冷领袖们的人所质疑。
But in verse 3, Paul could announce that not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to become circumcised, even though he was a Greek.
但在第三节中，保罗宣称，但与我同去的提多虽是希腊人，也没有勉强他受割礼。
This simple fact was a great victory for Paul's position. It symbolized Jerusalem's acceptance of Paul's of Antioch's Gentile mission, with its practice of receiving uncircumcised Gentiles into the church.
这一简单的事实对保罗的立场是一个伟大的胜利。这胜利代表了耶路撒冷认可保罗在安提阿教会对外邦人的使命，这个使命就是认可将未割礼的外邦人接纳到教会中的做法。
The Jerusalem leaders gave to Paul and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, which is also translated as koinonia, a common union.
Jerusalem 的教会领袖们给保罗和巴拿巴用右手行相交之礼。
This custom of giving the right hand was a sign of ensuring a pledge, and particularly at the conclusion of an agreement or treaty.
给人右手这样一个习俗是一个确信或背书的标志，尤其在一个协议或条约的结尾。
The action thus indicates a formal agreement clearly set out and not simply a private agreement.
因此，这一行为表明了一个正式协议的清楚形成，而不仅仅是一个私底下的安排。
However, Paul found that his victory was short-lived.
然而保罗发现他的胜利是短暂的。
Although Paul thought of koinonia, common union, as including table fellowship, evidently James and the Jerusalem church did not share the same conviction.
尽管保罗认为 koinonia 应该包括餐桌上的友好同伴关系，很明显雅各和在耶路撒冷的教会并没有这一同样的信念。
Paul writes in Galatians chapter 2, verse 11. However, when Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him face to face, because he had already been condemned by God.
保罗在加拉太书2章11节中说, 然而以后当彼得到安提阿来, 我就当面抵挡他, 因为他已被神定罪了。
Paul confronted Peter face to face.
保罗和彼得是面对面的冲突。
Here again, the idea of face, meaning honor and respect, is brought up.
同样，这里的脸面也包括了荣耀和尊敬。
In this confrontation, someone will save face, and someone will lose face.
在这一冲突中，有人会保全面子，并有人会丢面子。
There was no question in Paul's mind that God had already condemned Peter's actions as a betrayal of the truth of the gospel, where both Jews and non-Jews are equal before God.
毫无疑问，在保罗的心里，神已经将彼得的这一背叛福音真理的行为给定罪了。这一真理认为，犹太人和非犹太人在神面前是平等的。
Although the Bible clearly uses the term condemned, most translations soften it to clearly wrong.
尽管圣经中很清楚地用了定罪这一说法, 绝大部分的翻译都将它淡化为明显的错误。
How can people translate condemned as clearly wrong?
人们怎么可以把定罪翻译成明显的错误呢?
The only translation to use condemned was the Revised Standard Version of
1948.
The New Revised Standard Version softens it to self-condemned. Paul condemned himself.
新标准修订版 新标准修订版将定罪淡化为自我谴责。
Yeah, Peter condemned himself. Paul continues in Galatians 2:12. For before certain people came from James, Peter used to eat regularly with the Gentile believers.
保罗在加拉太书2章12节中继续说，因为从雅各那里来的人味道已新，彼得他常和外邦信徒一同吃饭。However,
after they arrived, he began drawing back and keeping himself separate from the Gentile believers.
可是那些人到了以后，他就退去了，就与外邦信徒分开了。Because
he was afraid of a circumcision faction, the ones originating from the circumcision.
因为他害怕分割礼派的人，这些人源自于割礼。
The circumcision faction is people who derive their basic identity from the fact, their ethnic fact of their ethnic Jewish heritage.
分割礼派系的人把他们基本的身份
We Christians can say that we are part of the Christ faction because we derive our basic identity from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.
我们基督徒们可以说我们是属于基督的团体的一部分，因为我们的基本身份源自于救主耶稣基督。
This circumcision faction is the same group mentioned in Acts chapter 11, verse 2.
这一说哥里派系的人和在使徒行传11章第2节中所提到的是同一些人。
There Paul boldly confronts the circumcision factor by retelling the story of Cornelius.
在使徒行传中，彼得大胆地面对他们，重述了哥留尼的故事。
In Acts, the story of Peter and Cornelius is told three times.
彼得和哥留尼的故事在使徒行传中讲了三次。
Acts chapter 11, verse 2 to 4 reads, However, after Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision faction criticized him.
使徒行传十一章二到四节这样写道，然而及至彼得上了耶路撒冷，主张奉哥里派系的人批评他说
They said, You enter the home of uncircumcised people, and you share a meal with them.
他们说你进入了未受割礼之人的家，并和他们一同吃饭。
But Peter began and explained it to them point by point.
彼得就给他们逐项解释。
Here Peter is presented as courageously defending his eating with Gentiles by referring to God's vision, ordering him to eat with the Gentiles.
这里彼得被描述成一个为自己和外邦人吃饭勇敢辩护的人，并提及是神的意象，命令他应和外邦人一起吃饭。
If God in the vision really commanded Peter to eat with the Gentiles, how could Peter now be afraid of this same circumcision faction?
如果神在异象中命令彼得和外邦人一起吃，彼得怎么可能现在却害怕同一些那些主张割礼派的人呢？
Also, if Paul had known about this incident,He certainly would have asked Peter how Peter could ignore a direct command given to him by revelation from God.
同样，如果保罗知道这一事，他肯定会问彼得：“你怎么可以忽视从神给你启示中的直接的要求呢？”
However, we have a totally different Peter in Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 following.
然而在加拉太书二到十一章节以后，我们可以看到有一个完全不同的彼得。
Paul writes in Galatians 2, verse 13, And the other Jewish believers also joined him in playing the hypocrite, so that even Barnabas was swept away by their hypocrisy.
保罗在加拉太书二章十三节写道，其余的犹太人信徒也都和他们一起假冒为善，甚至连巴拿巴也因他们的影响随同装假。
The other Jewish Christians followed Peter's lead in shunning the Gentile Christians.
其余的犹太人基督徒跟随彼得的带领，极力避开外邦信徒。
Now,They were two separate fellowship meals at Antioch.
因此就有了在安提阿教会就有了两个分开的圣餐。
The common union was broken.
圣餐会众合一的被打破了。
Paul is much kinder to Barnabas, who he said was swept away.By the other Jewish Christians.
保罗对巴拿巴比较客气，因为他说他是被其他犹太基督徒带跑了。
The peer pressure of the other Jewish Christians was like a strong tidal wave which swept Barnabas along.
从其他犹太基督徒中来的同伴压力，就像是一股强大的浪潮把巴拿巴席卷而去。
Then Paul writes in Galatians chapter 12, verse 14. However, when I saw that they were not walking straight toward the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of all of them,
保罗在加拉太书二章十四节中写道，但我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理不合，我就在众人面前对彼得说，
If you, even though are Jew, are living like a Gentile, and not really like a Jew, how can you compel the Gentile believers to become Jews?
你既是犹太人，而你的生活却像外邦人，不像犹太人，你怎么可以勉强外邦信徒成为犹太人呢？
But Paul says that these people were not walking straight toward the truth of the gospel. His fundamental meaning is that of a pedestrian who fails to walk, of a runner who fails to run in a straight line. For more metaphorically speaking, proceeding down the right road, going straight toward the proper goal.
当保罗说他们没有能按照福音真理行得正时，他最基本的意思是指，就像走路的没能够走笔直，或跑步的没有能跑成一条直线一样，或更多的意思，没有走在正确的道路上，没有能够直接走向合适的目标。
For Paul, the truth of the gospel is not merely a doctrine, but a social reality, a truth that must be embodied in the practices of a community.
在保罗看来，福音真理不仅仅代表某一个规条，而是一个社会现实，一个真理必须在一个社团的操练中具体体现出来。
This truth was being violated by the exclusionary practices of Peter and those who joined him in the policy of separate tables.
由于彼得和随同他的那些人排他线的社会行为，这一真理被违背了。
Paul argued that the truth of the gospel is the only real basis for the true unity of the Christian church.
保罗辩称福音真理是在基督教会里真正合一的唯一的真实根基。
But Paul asked Peter, how can you compel the Gentile believers to become Jews?
当保罗质问彼得，你怎么可以强迫外邦信徒成为犹太人时，
The compulsion Paul referred to is to the peer pressure of the other Jewish Christians and the leaders.
保罗所指的这种强迫来自于其他基督徒和领袖们的同伴压力。
As the United States Supreme Court has said, separate but equal really means inherently unequal and certainly not united.
正如美国最高法院曾说，分开但平等，事实上意味着本质上的不平等，当然更不是合一。
Peter was forcing the Gentiles to become Jews if they wanted to continue to have table fellowship with him or the other Christian, Jewish Christians and the leaders.
彼得是在强迫外邦人犹太化，如果外邦人想要继续和他以及其他在安提阿的犹太基督徒一起享用圣餐的话。
One of the most respectable Christian witnesses in the world today is a man named Charles Colson.
Charles Colson 是当今世界最著名的基督教见证人之一。
He was the chief counsel for Richard Nixon from 1969 to 1973.
他曾是理查德·尼克松总统在1969到1973年间的首席顾问。
He was a very despicable man. He was without a conscience.
他原本是一个可比的没有良心的人。
Then, quite remarkably, Chuck Colson had a thorough and a complete conversion experience.
罗马非常不同寻常的，却和克鲁松经历了一个彻底的、完全的信主过程。
It was in 1973, during the height of the scandal which forced President Nixon to resign.
他信主是在1973年丑闻的最高潮，该丑闻迫使尼克松总统辞职。
The news media was skeptical about this conversion.
新闻媒体对克尔松的信主是很怀疑的。
However, his conversion experience was to play and to keep. It was not to keep Colson out of jail.
那克尔松信主的经历不是一个为使他自己能够不进监狱的计谋。
In fact, he refused a plea bargain, where he did not have to go to jail. Instead, he pleaded guilty to a crime that no one knew that he had committed.
事实上，他拒绝了一个使他能够不进监狱的交易，恰恰相反，他却为一个没人知道是他所犯的罪行认罪。
He was subsequently sentenced to the maximum prison term permitted under the federal law.
他随后被判处联邦法律允许的最高刑期。
After his release from federal prison, Colson founded the Prison Fellowship Ministry, who reaches out to men and women in prison throughout the whole world.
在他从联邦监狱被释放以后，克尔松创建了监狱团契事工，这一事工遍及全世界在监狱里的人。
He wrote a book called Being the Body, which won the prestigious $1 million Templeton Prize for Progress in Religion.
他写了一本书，书名叫《成为肢体》，这本书获得了著名的 Templeton 宗教进步奖，奖金为$1,000,000。
He donated all the money for the work of the prison fellowship, as well as all the royalties from the sale of over 5 million copies of his 23 books.
他把所有的奖金都捐赠给监狱团契事工，同样他还捐赠了自己写的23本书，卖了500,000本所得的版税。
In Being the Body, Colson tells about his experience, the time he and a close friend, a businessmanAnd philanthropist Jack Edhart visited some women prisoners in Russia.
在《成为肢体》这本书中，他讲了他和他的好朋友商人及慈善家 Jack Edhart 探访俄罗斯一女子监狱的情形。
All the inmates, says Colson, was dressed in threadbare.And ragged long dresses.
克尔松说，所有囚犯都穿着又长又破的监狱服。
The cell blocks were freezing and full of mud.
牢房里又冰冷又全是泥。
Eckhart and Colson were able to talk to many of the women, including several who spoke English.
克尔松和艾克尔得以和许多女囚犯谈话，其中几个人会说英语。
When they arrived at the prison dining hall, however, there were long rows of wooden tables and a dirty floor. And they noticed that none of the inmates looked up.
然而当他们进入这一团糟的餐厅时，在这餐厅里有长长的成排的木饭桌和肮脏的地板，他们注意到没有犯人抬头看他们。
They have been trained to keep their eyes down.
囚犯们被训练成眼睛要经常朝下。
It was a very controlled and intimidating atmosphere.
这是一种非常受限制又令人害怕的气氛。
However, Jack Eckhart did something that the Russian handlers had not planned on.
然后杰克·艾卡特做了一件出乎俄罗斯管理员计划外的事情。
Colson described Eckhart as a tall, lanky, irrepressible lion of a man who loved Christ and he was not intimidated by anybody.
克尔松将艾卡特描述成一个又高又瘦、像不被控制的狮子一样的人。艾卡特爱主，并不被任何人吓倒。
Eckhart went over to where the cooks were handing out the food.
Eckhart 走到了厨师用铲勺子给分发食物的地方。
It was a gray green stew, which was dumped over scoops of rice.
这是一个灰绿色的炖锅，上面有一个盛饭的勺。
It smelled horrible.
这食物闻起来太可怕了。
Jack Eckhart, whose family owned the Eckhart drug chain and who could afford any pleasure he desired, leaned down, smiled broadly, and asked the server, "How's the food here?"
Jack Eckhart 的家庭拥有 Eckhart 的药物连锁店，他能够负担得起任何他所要的享受。Eckhart 弯下身。笑着问那服务员说：“这里的食物怎么样？”
Oh no, Colson thought. She's going to offer up some.
克尔松心想：“天哪，他会给我们一些吃的。”
And we're going to have to eat it.
那样的话，我们就必须把它吃掉了。
Colson's doctor had told him to avoid foods of unknown origins in that trip.
克尔松的医生曾告诉他，在这次行程中，不要吃来源不明的食物。
And this prison food was definitely unknown.
这监狱里的食物绝对是他不知道的。
The chunks sticking out of it looked like no animal Colson was acquainted with.
盆子中露出来的大块大块的东西，连克尔松都不知道是来自什么动物的。
Colson writes, "The next thing I knew, my fears came true."
克尔松写道，接下来我就知道，我的担心成了事实。
The woman put a huge plate for Jack, and then she smiled and gave me an even greater portion.
那女服务员盛了一大份食物放在 Jack 的大盘子里，然后笑眯眯地给我盛了更多。
I did the only thing any person would have done in those circumstances.
我做了一件我们中任何人在那场合下会做的事。
I thanked her.
我对她说了声谢谢。
Then Jack and I walked over to one of the wooden tables.And joined the inmates, who was there.
然后 Jack 和我就走到了其中的一张木桌，加入了在那桌上的囚犯们中间。
The government officials just stood back; they were stunned.
政府官员们只是站在后面，非常震惊。
None of them would even touch that food.
他们中居然没有人来碰我们的食物。
Eckhart and Colson bowed their heads in prayer.
Eckhart 和克尔松就低头祷告。
Colson said that it was the most earnest prayer that Eckhart had ever uttered in his whole life.
克尔松说，这个祷告是 Eckhart 这一生中所说的最强的祈求神恩典的祷告。
Eckhart asked God to sanctify the food and to save him.From every microbe that was lurking within it.
Eckhart 请求神洁净桌上的食物，并把它从那食物中暗藏的每一个微生物细菌中拯救出来。
Colson goes on to report, "The moment we start to eat, The atmosphere in the dismal place, the dismal dining hall, was transformed.
克尔松继续写道，我们一开始吃的时候，在那令人压抑的监狱里，监狱餐厅里的气氛马上就完全改变了。
Inmates got up from other tables and joined us.
囚犯们从其他饭桌上站起来，并加入他们，加入我们。
People laughed and spoke with us.
他们和我们一起说说笑笑。
Some of the women showed us the crosses that they were wearing around their necks.
有些妇女将她们脖子上所挂的十字架给我们看。
Even the ones who did not speak English knew that because that we were eating their food, breaking bread with them, we were one of them.
即便是那些不说英语的囚犯，也知道我们和他们是合一的。因为我们吃他们所吃的食物，和他们一起掰饼。
Chuck Colson and Jack Ehart gave those women in that prison a very special gift that day.
那天，克尔松和艾克尔给了在那监狱中的妇女们一个非常特殊的礼物。
They had identified with them.
那就是克尔松和艾克尔他们认同他们。
They entered into their experience and connected with them.
他们进入了他们的经历，并和他们连接。
Now this is a true expression of communion.
这就是圣餐真正的，把圣餐的真正意义表达出来了。
Like Ehart and Colson, we must identify ourselves with everyone.During the Lord's Supper.
如同艾克特和科尔松一样，我们必须把我们自己和主的圣餐中的每一个人相认同。
There must be no distinction between economic status or grace. We must all have a common union with each other.
在这里，我们不应该有任何的经济状况或种族之分。我们必须在彼此之间有一个共同的合一。
Because this is the only way for us to have a common union with our God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
因为这是我们和神，我们的救主耶稣基督合一的唯一方法。
So let us all remember that God raised Christ Jesus from the dead and gave us the opportunity.To have a common union with him and with one another.
因此让我们记住，神把耶稣基督从死里复活，并给了我们机会，使我们能和神和彼此之间合一。
So let all of us walk in a straight line toward the goal of the truth of the gospel.
让我们朝福音真理的目标笔直迈进。
This is the only way we can be one with each other, and one with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
这目标就是我们彼此的合一，并和圣父、圣子、圣灵的合一。
So praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。Amen.